What do you see in terms of side effects and toxicity as you increase the dose? And for that matter, what do you see long-term as these patients get treated for years?
So in terms of the difference between 400 and 800 on imatinib, the only real side effect that's significantly increased is the myelosuppression. Most of the extramedullary toxicities, say edema or things like that, are not significantly different between the two doses. In our trials, in fact, the median dose delivered on the 800 milligram trials is 800. And what you find, and this is true even for the 400 milligram dose, is that you tend to see the myelosuppression very early. And if you have to decrease the dose or hold, what you often find is that as the patient stays on treatment, probably because you're improving the marrow and getting rid of the leukemia, you actually can often go back up on the dose. I think that's an important practical point that people maybe are not that aware of.